This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1987.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play it everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our son. There's all you need in Jesus once you come along.
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. You're just in time for some mighty good listening as we sing a bit, visit Company Corner, and then wind up with an interesting story called Delayed, Not Denied. Recently, a girl wrote me to say, Uncle Charlie, I have prayed that my dad would get saved, that I would get a horse, and that I would get better grades in school. None of the things I've prayed for have happened. It seems like God doesn't even pay any attention to me at all. Well, maybe you've felt the same way sometimes. Our story today is all about prayer and why God sometimes says no, or at least seems to, and why he sometimes says wait a while. We're not going to make you wait for the good music we have planned. The cousins are starting off with some songs that I had heard when I was holding special meetings in the Caribbean. Many of you wrote to say you liked them, so I thought we'd have the cousins sing them for you again today. The first song by our cheerful cousin says, Hallelujah Anyhow. Here's another bright chorus that says, I'm happy today.
I'm happy today, so happy today. In Jesus' name, I'm happy today. He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm happy today. What talent have I to take to the sky? All others are blessed with
Let's hear one more bright Caribbean chorus, cousins.
Nothing to pay, no, nothing to pay. Jesus has died to open the way. Free is the ticket, start out today. From here to glory, nothing to pay.
How tall are you? 2 feet tall? 3? 4? Almost 5? Lisa Sue says she's only 4'7", but she's going to heaven, and that makes her feel 10 feet tall. Listen.
I'm only 4'7", but I'm going to heaven, and that makes me feel 10 feet tall. They say I'm not too strong, but I've known all along I've got the greatest power of all. He lifts me up, makes me
to him instead. I'm only 4'7", but
it doesn't matter a bit how tall you are. For as 4-year-old Carl tells us in his song, you don't have to be very big at all to be Jesus' helper.
Have you heard about the little man who tried to see the Lord? Well, the crowd was very big and the man was very short. So he climbed up in a tree and he could see just fine. And the Lord went home with that little man to dine. Oh, you don't have to be very big at all. No, you don't have to be very big at all. Jesus wants you for his helper, whether great or small. And you don't have to be very big at all. Have you heard about the giant who was meek as anything? And the shepherd boy who fought with him, armed only with a sling. But the Lord was standing by him and he wasn't scared at all. And you should have seen the people when they heard that giant fall. Oh, you don't have to be very big at all. No, you don't have to be very big at all. Jesus wants you for his helper, whether great or small. And you don't have to be very big at all.
That's right, Carl. You don't have to be very big at all to be one of God's helpers. And, of course, that reminds me of our visitor in Company Corner. And our visitor in Company Corner also happens to be Carl's little sister, Kristen. She's only 2.5 years old, and she sings a song especially for all of our little listeners.
The birdies in the treetop sing their song. The angels in the chorus all day long. The flowers in the garden, Sunday is the washing time, praise him too.
That's right, Kristen. All of us can praise the Lord as well as the birdies in the treetop. So let's just take a moment right now to praise the Lord in prayer. Will you join me? Lord Jesus, we're thankful that even little boys and girls can learn to praise your name. And I pray today for all the little boys and girls who are listening. Oh, may they grow up to love you and serve you. I pray for their parents too and their brothers and sisters. I pray for entire families that are listening today. We know that there are some families where there are some real problems, and I pray that you will be with them to help them meet their needs. Especially we pray for any who might be listening right now who have never trusted you as Savior and Lord. May they do so even while they're listening to the program today. We pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Always take time to pray.
Even when it seems like our prayers aren't being answered, we can still know that God is love. All the time, wherever we are, whatever we are doing, God is love. That's the promise found in Melissa's good song, God is Love.
Walking down the street, tell everyone you meet that God is love. Yell it from the housetop, tell it at the bus stop, God is love. Share it with a friend or write it out to send, say that by God is love. Shout it from your bike, talk about it
Before we get back to our music and then on to our good story, a quick reminder that if you are not using Keys for Kids, you are missing out on what many have told us is the best kids devotional around. In fact, just listen to what a few people have written to us. This is from Florida. A 14-year-old writes and says, "I really enjoy these books. I love the way I can learn a biblical lesson by reading a little story. I love to read them at night before I go to bed. I sometimes read them to my little sister. She's 3. I'm 14. And then this one from Indiana. "Thank you for your ministry to the youth of America and abroad. I teach 5th and 6th grade. My 20 students love to hear the stories in Keys for Kids. They are so helpful in showing us how we are to respond to life from God's directive in His Word." And hey, by the way, now you don't have to write every other month to get Keys for Kids. We'll be glad to put you on the mailing list to keep getting it every other month. Oh, help with printing and postage is always appreciated, but not necessary. A daily time of devotions is so important, and Keys for Kids is written to be read to or by kids of school age. To get started getting Keys for Kids, just write and ask for a copy. You can send your request either to CBH Ministries or Keys for Kids, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's CBH Ministries or Keys for Kids, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Oh, you can also email us your request for Keys for Kids. Our email address is keysforkids, all one word, at cbhministries, all one word, .org. You got that? Keysforkids at cbhministries.org. We've still got lots of good music before our story. For instance, I think you'll like this bright song by our delightful duetters Pam and Aaron, "Live for Jesus." Listen.
Oh, I want to be remembered as the one who sang his songs for Jesus Christ, who was willing to lay down his life and do his will no matter what the price. While I'm singing for the deaf man who can hear about salvation through my song, and I'm singing for the blind man who can see the light in me and come alive.
Just about ready for today's story, Delayed, Not Denied. Just before the story, Doreen, with some help from the cousins, sings the old favorite, "I Just Keep Trusting My Lord."
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and He gives a song. Though the storm clouds dark in the sky,
kids, it's story time.
All Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Janice Hansen, is entitled Delayed, Not Denied. The Cogswells, like so many families, always managed to live quite comfortably, although they weren't rich. Oh, they had their ups and downs, like everyone does, but those times had passed quite quickly. They did, that is, until Mr. Cogswell got laid off from a job he had held for years. Even though they planned carefully, several months of unemployment was beginning to put a strain on the family. Mr. Cogswell did look for work, and he got an occasional odd job, but he couldn't find anything steady. As our story opens, the family is ready to eat their supper.
Are we having soup again?
It looks that way.
Well, we can be grateful we have something to eat.
Mm-hmm. Besides, we're fortunate to have such a good cook in the family. Your mom can make just about anything taste good.
Yes, Mom, your food is good. But will we always be going on like this? I'm tired of doing without all the things we were used to having.
Well, we hope things pick up soon.
Even though I've looked all over for work, I can't find much. The little money we do get doesn't seem to go much farther than food and shelter. But we have all that we really need. God promises to supply our needs, and He's doing just that. We might not get our wants, but God'll take care of us. You know, I've decided we can also save money by planting a garden this spring.
A garden?
Mm-hmm. You kids can help get the ground ready, and after we plant the seeds, you can be responsible for its care. This'll give you something to do.
It's been a long time since we've had a garden.
Mm-hmm.
Where will we put it?
On the other side of the old barn, I think.
You know, Jim, one of these days we'll have to tear that barn down.
Yeah, you're right. We have no use for it anymore, and it's beginning to fall apart in places. Tell you what, after supper, we'll go take a look at the ground, Bill, while Janet helps her mom with the dishes. Quite a thunderstorm was brewing outside a few nights later as the family was finishing their evening devotions.
Sure is some storm.
Yeah, I'm glad we're safe inside.
Well, Bill, what's our Bible verse for today?
Let me see. I'll get our daily promise from our scripture verse box. It says, Psalms 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and heard my cry.
Ah, that's a real good verse. We must be patient as we wait for the Lord to lead and direct us. He's never in a hurry, but He's always on time.
Then why doesn't the Lord always answer our prayers, Dad?
Oh, now wait a minute. He does, son. He answers every single one of them.
But how can you say that? We've prayed for months that you'd get your job back or that another one would turn up. Except for a few odd jobs, you haven't found anything. God must be ignoring us.
No, son. God hears our prayers, and He answers us. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes no, and other times it's wait a while. God always gives us His best. You see, He can see the beginning from the end.
And He knows that sometimes the things we want aren't best for us or wouldn't benefit us until much later, when we could enjoy them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you remember, Bill, when Janet got her first two-wheel bike?
How could I forget? I was small then, but I remember I wanted one just like hers.
Right. But could you ride a two-wheel bike then?
No, I guess not. I was just getting used to my tricycle.
Mm-hmm. Well, we knew you couldn't use a two-wheel bike then. Even though you begged for it, we let you go without. You had all you needed at the time. And you needed to learn that, well, you couldn't have everything Janet got.
Later, when you were older, we were glad to get you a bike and see you ride it.
Right. Now, the same way, God loves us and delights to answer our prayers. But He's far wiser than we'll ever understand. And He always gives His best to those who leave the choice to Him. We can be sure that He'll direct me to the right job and provide for us until then. Well, let's pray, shall we? Dear God, we thank You for this day that You've given us. We thank You for Your goodness and Your love. We claim Your promise, God, that You will supply all of our needs. Money's getting scarce around here, Lord, and I just pray you'll help me find a job. We ask that your will may be done. The storm got worse. The rain pounded, the thunder stampeded, and the lightning galloped across the blackened sky. In the morning, the family discussed the storm at the breakfast table.
That was wild weather last night.
Sure was. Did you see all the trees down?
Yes, but that's not all. Storm damaged the old barn, and it'll have to come down right away.
It's dangerous leaving it like that. It might fall on someone. They would get hurt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What will we do?
Well, when it dries out a bit, we'll just have to tear the barn down and stack the lumber.
Everything happens at once. Sure, the barn was old, and we never used it anymore. But why would it come down now?
Yeah, we've got our hands full with the garden without having to stop to tear down the barn.
Well, let's finish eating so we can get the chores done. We'll worry about the barn later. But before they could get to the barn, Mr. Cogswell answered an ad in the paper for a part-time job as a taxi cab driver at night. He was hired and intended to start the next night. It looked like their prayers were answered. But Mrs. Cogswell hadn't been feeling well, and that night she got very sick and was taken to the hospital. A few days later, Mr. Cogswell called Janet and Bill in the living room for a family conference.
Dad, you look worried. Is it because of Mom?
Will she be okay?
Well, your mother should be home in a few days. With rest and medicine, she should be all right.
Well, what's the problem now?
Well, as you know, I could have really used that job driving the taxi. But when your mom got sick, I couldn't do it because I had to be with you at night, I felt. Now, with Mom in the hospital and the expensive medicine she needs, we've really fallen behind. We still need about $100 for our house payment, and it's due in 4 days. I don't want to worry you, kids, but I do need your prayers.
I'm getting kind of tired of praying. I can't see how it does any good. We prayed and prayed for a job. When you finally get a job, Mom gets sick, and you have to refuse it. We've just had bad luck.
No, Bill, no. In the Christian's life, there is no such thing as luck. Sure, we've had hard times, and I don't know how God will answer our prayers, but I do know He promises to supply our needs. God has no problems, only plans. He'll see us through. We need to do our part, and then leave the rest to Him. Now, I'm counting on your prayers, Bill. And you too, Janet. 3 days passed, and still there was no money for the house payment. Finally, Mr. Cogswell went to the bank to see about a loan. He was gone a long time, and the children were anxiously waiting for him on the porch steps when his car pulled up in the driveway.
Did you get the loan?
No, Bill. No, I didn't. We discussed it and then found out that it isn't necessary.
Not necessary?
Mm-hmm.
We need money for the house payment, don't we?
That's right.
Well, what happened? You're smiling.
God answered our prayers through our old barn.
Our barn?
How?
I went to the bank to see about a loan, as you know. I told Mr. Jackson our troubles, and I happened to mention the barn being struck by lightning. Well, then Mr. Jackson told me that his brother is in the construction business and is looking for some old lumber from a barn. He wanted the beams for a house he's building. So Mr. Jackson called him while I was there and he'll buy the lumber.
For how much?
It'll be more than enough to make the house payment. He even ended up offering me a job in his construction business. He's really busy right now and he needs extra help.
Wow, that is some answer to prayer.
Yes, this answers our prayers all the way around. And this job offer is, well, it's a lot better than the taxicab job would have been. God delayed in answering our prayers, but He didn't deny us. And haven't we learned some wonderful lessons along the way, too?
Yeah, I think it's drawn us closer as a family. made us appreciate Mom more.
And caused us to count our blessings.
And made us learn to bring everything to the Lord in prayer and trust in Jesus for the answer. I'm kind of glad God allowed this to happen.
Just think, I was blaming God for not hearing us when Mom got sick and you gave up that job. But God had been answering our prayers long before we ever knew about it.
Yep, that's right. God has been working all along on our behalf. Just because we couldn't see His work didn't change the fact that He was putting everything into place. Well, let's go straighten up the house, kids. We'll have more than one surprise for your mother when she comes home from the hospital tomorrow. What a good story today, with a good message. When God doesn't answer our prayers the way we want, it doesn't mean He hasn't heard them. As we mentioned, sometimes God says yes to our requests, sometimes He says no, and sometimes He says wait a while. Do you know what an acrostic is? Let me give you one on the subject of prayer using the letters of the word P-R-A-Y. P, praise. Someone once said when we begin our prayers with praise, they're doubly blessed. God loves it when we praise Him. R, repentance for sin. If there's unconfessed sin in our lives, we need to take care of that before we ask God for things. 1 John 1:9 is a good verse to keep in mind. A, asking. Ask the Lord for what you feel you need, but then leave the results up to Him. And that takes us to the Y, yielding. Let's yield to God's will in all of our requests, because He really does know what we need more than we do. Well, time's up for today's visit.
Before we go, I want to remind you to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Goodbye now.